WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The cable music channel MTV turns 20 years old tomorrow and is celebrating its birthday with an all-day retrospective of influential videos and a primetime live concert featuring many familiar acts from Billy Idol to Busta Rhymes. For the occasion, TV critic David Bianculli has some thoughts about MTV then and now.
My daughter is 19 years old, about to start her sophomore year of college. My son is 17, a high school senior. Neither of them has ever known a world without MTV, which turns 20 tomorrow. They're both part of what has often been called the MTV generation. Bob Thompson, who teaches popular culture at Syracuse University, points out that the mere fact that MTV has a generation named after it shows how important it is. CNN doesn't have a generation, neither does HBO. And when I was a kid, I wasn't part of the CBS generation. I was a member of the TV generation, period. That's quite a leap in one generation, from being identified with a new medium in general to being linked with one channel out of hundreds in a cable universe that many millions of people in this country can't get or don't watch. When I started watching TV as a child in the 50s, the TV was an appliance with only a handful of channels and a smudgy black and white picture. After the late movie or before the morning farm report, TV didn't show anything but a test pattern. The picture often went screwy, and you had to adjust the horizontal hold or the vertical hold to keep it from rolling. Color TV? That didn't arrive in our house until the late 60s, when I first found out there was a big difference between Kansas and Oz in The Wizard of Oz. Since we only had a black and white set, it had all seemed the same. My kids, though, were born with cable. They've never known rabbit ears or TVs without remote controls. Technology can make you feel very old very fast. And I feel even older because when MTV was launched 2 decades ago, I was a TV critic then, watching it at the very beginning. What MTV did then was take the term cable network launch and use launch as a metaphor. Its symbol those first few years was an MTV logo superimposed on a lunar flag. And if you tuned in, waiting to watch MTV that very first day, the sound you heard was Mission Control from NASA, and the picture was that of an Apollo rocket on the launching pad. When the countdown hit zero, the rocket and MTV took off. And the first video, by a group named the Buggles, was called Video Killed the Radio Star.
T-minus 45 seconds and counting. T-minus 40 seconds and counting. The development flight instrumentation recorders are on. T-minus 35 seconds. We're just a few seconds away from switching to the redundant sense sequencer. T-minus 27 seconds. We have gone for redundant sense sequencer start. T-minus 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15, 14, 13. T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. We've gone for main engine start. We have main engine start.
Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
There were 13 videos shown that first hour, from The Who's You Better You Bet to Pat Benatar's You Better Run. Benatar, before Madonna, was MTV's first sex symbol. The first host we saw then, identified by MTV as a video jockey or VJ, was Mark Goodman, the 1981 equivalent of Carson Daly. The power of MTV over the years is evident in music, on radio, on television, in the movies, and in fashion. Videos, as they developed into dramatic mini-movies, paved the way for Miami Vice and Flashdance and a whole new vocabulary of film and editing. Big hair and spandex were spread like a virus by MTV in the 80s. And because of MTV, Michael Jackson and Madonna are superstars. But MTV's power also is measurable in what it doesn't show. Before Michael Jackson, it had an unofficial ban against black artists. Today, after such shows as Yo MTV Raps, there's no question MTV helped spread hip-hop into the heartland. If MTV had been even more inclusionary, adding jazz and soul and folk as well as electronica and newer musical movements, who knows how taste for this new generation might have been shaped. Right now, some of the biggest things around are the good-looking boy bands and sexy girl singers. MTV deserves a lot of blame for that, but I have a hard time getting upset about it. On my first color TV, one of the shows I remember watching was a TV series about a music group whose members were assembled specifically for that show. Today, that would be Eden's Crush, an all-girl group formed on the WB reality series Pop Stars, and now singing and gyrating on MTV. Back in my day, it was a boy band called The Monkees, in a sitcom that included goofy short films that looked an awful lot like MTV videos. Come to think of it, people my age should consider themselves fortunate. At least we weren't stuck with the label of the monkey generation.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. I'm Terry Gross.